The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Music has long helped people express their emotions and connect with one another. Over the years, medical studies have proven that music has many health benefits as well. They range from facilitating regular breathing and lifting mood to improving emotional function and motor control in patients. Faiza Al-Masri tells us more about music therapy, narrated by Faith Lapidus.
Katie Hernandez has two sons. Her oldest, Lucas, is autistic.
He has a lot of sensory processing sensitivities. He's really sensitive to loud noises, bright lights, and he really likes to jump and swing and climb and anything active.
Hey, 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 I got a question for you today.
Earlier this year, Lucas started one-on-one music therapy sessions to increase his attention span. Music therapist Dixie Mazur visits him once a week.
Around and around and around.
I brought in piano today because I've found that piano can be a great tool to work with anybody. It provides a lot of independence.
One, two.
I brought in drums because drums are a great way to engage with others and to use as like a redirection tool. I like to bring in a variety of instruments with a variety of textures.
Everybody's here and it's time to say hello.
Music therapy can also be used in a group setting.
A lot of my work is trying to slowly get them to positively engage with their fellow group members, as well as actively engage with me.
Music therapist Kelsey Yingling is founder and owner of Neurosound Music Therapy, which operates in Northern Virginia.
The types of skills we want to see in a music therapist are strong musical skills, interpersonal skills, and ability to relate to our clients.
Chrissy is here and it's time to say hello.
Hello, you want to strum?
Yeah.
Yingling says there are over 6,000 board-certified music therapists in the United States. She hopes more become certified so more patients can get the help they need.
Shake, shake, shake.
For writer Faiza Al-Masri in Chantilly, Virginia, Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
Let me see.
You've been listening to Healthy Living. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman. Be certain to check our website at voanews.com as well as all of our digital platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.